It's now time for Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Add-A-Touch Flooring Gifts. For flowers bigger than your last-minute panic, Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass AG, because broken windows make surprise wind tunnels. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so smooth you might slide right into Monday. And Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, making sure goodbyes are graceful and your weird family stories live on. Today's show has more excitement than a raccoon in a garbage can. And don't miss Hank's love lines. Hank says, if she laughs at your jokes, well, that's true love. If she steals your TV remote, hide immediately.
Run.
Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Stop it. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good
morning,
Phil.
Hank, how you doing?
Well, I was blocked again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you need voice lessons.
I do. Yes. Beautiful beast out there this morning, isn't it?
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, what? It was.
So what do you do?
What do? You just continue on. Did you do anything productive last night?
I'm trying to think. Not really. It was a nice night off.
Was it?
You know.
Did June make you work?
No, and she made an apple crisp. Too.
Did she really? Where's...
Well...
time out here. I know that you have a piece for me. Where is it?
I'll have to bring it tomorrow, if it lasts. I don't know.
Probably won't see it, will I?
She's like, why do I have to make apple crisp with the Bears win? I'm like, because, you know, you got to feel sorry for me here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, it was good.
What did you make when she lost?
What did I make? I don't know. Probably made fun. What are you doing?
Where are you headed tonight?
I am going a long ways to Ithaca.
Oh, nine mile.
Yeah, something like that.
So anyway.
What do you do?
What do you do? I got a question for you.
What do you happen? Yeah.
Well, the question of the day, Phil.
You always kind of get me in trouble here.
I know.
All right.
What's your dream job?
Well, very fortunate to be doing what I'm doing.
You are, aren't you?
I don't even think it's a job, but yeah, I really don't. So, that's it.
Long days.
Years ago, it may have been, you know, wouldn't it have been fun to do color commentary with Bob Uecker?
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that have been fun?
Because I would have loved to have been, you know, the straight man trying to pull things out of him. Like, hey, what about the time? What about the time?
You're in the ninth inning, never called to play the game.
Exactly. Because especially back in the day, about 2001, when they lost like 100 and some games. And,
oh, yes.
You know, there were a lot of nights where you could have just, who cared about the game? Just talk about baseball.
Right. And they were so good at that. So anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Phil.
Yes.
If the light of your life is your check engine light.
The light of your life. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that you're supposed to take that check engine light seriously.
I don't know either.
I mean,
I have a black tape that just...
Oh, you put it over there? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I mean, should I really take it seriously? It's been on in the vibe for 20 years.
It's probably just saying, hey, Phil.
Hey, here I am.
Yeah. Hey, you might want to fix me. I'll just put some black tape over you.
Yeah,
today's game day, buddy.
Some sort of exhaust air thing or something.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter, but it never goes off. So someday it'll be something really bad and I won't know what to do.
Game day.
Oh, you went shopping again. Look at this.
Headband hoop game.
You've got a basketball hoop that goes on someone's head.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. That's really nice. And then you've got some, they're almost like cotton balls.
They're like huge cotton balls.
Oh, boy. Yeah. They're nice and soft, so if you hit me in the noggin, which you probably will, it won't hurt.
How's this look for you,
That
buddy?
Looks really pretty good,
is
actually.
Is it straight for you, Phil?
Pretty good.
No hitting in the face.
I'm supposed to shoot these in the hoop.
Yes.
And then not hit you in the face.
Yeah, just got to put them in the hoop. Each one counts as one.
And you can't move your head back
and
forth.
No, I can't. I can't. No, it has to be straight.
Straight up. Wow. Okay. This is...
You need the backboard?
It'd be nice if there was a backboard. Because I was always old school. You know, if I could drill it off the backboard, I had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
All right. Here we go.
There's six little cotton
balls.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see how we do here today. Okay. Here's number one. Oh, it came back to me.
You got a nice rebound. Let's try it again.
There we go.
There's one.
One, two, three. 3, 4, whew, 5, 6, yay! Bulldogs win.
Why don't you just dunk it?
The 81 Bulldogs are the state champions. How about that? Who would have saw that? Look at that.
Yeah. It's your turn, Phil.
Right. I could have won June at Teddy Bear at the county fair.
Yes, you should have.
Like that. Nothing but net.
Yeah, Teddy Bear.
Yeah. I swear they had some guy behind the curtain, you know, because he'd get it up there on the rim and it'd be like, whoop, boop. How did it pop out that fast?
I know.
And let's see. The rim is only about, you know, it barely gets the ball through.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do.
All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take off my headgear.
Yeah.
Put on the new headgear.
Yeah.
Hey, it does fit me. You know, there's a lot of hard drive up here for this hoop to go around.
The hoops, like, face them. There you go.
Okay. Got one. Or did it go off? Oh, bounced off. Oh, he missed two.
Well, see, I'm shooting.
Third one.
My goodness. I'm rocking them.
You got one in.
Got one.
I felt it. You got two in.
Three.
He got three in.
And you won 6-3, buddy.
I won 6-3.
Nice job. That'd be a great gift for your grandbaby.
I think my grandboy, Kamari, he's always shooting, you know, in the basket, the waste basket or whatever. So I might have to donate this to the daycare.
Here's the best thing, though. You could take that home.
Yes.
And when your grandkids are there, you could actually just put it on your head and take a nap. And they can sit
You know what? That's a good idea. Because I'm still present.
Yes.
You know? Like June says, now, why don't you stay awake and play with those kids? Okay. You know, so I can just sit there in the chair.
You have the... Exactly. They can sit there and just shoot hoops all day.
I guess it'll be...
You'll be fine on your... you can move it forward on your
Move it forward.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you saw...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
See? It'd be a good game for
them. That's a great idea. You know, I'm really curious, Hank. Where do you go shopping to find all these unique games? I just... Well, I mean, I never see them when I'm out and about.
Here's the thing. I'm always looking for something.
Yeah, I know you are.
But I never spend... I think this was like $3. It was like Christmas leftovers.
Wow. That $3 really well
spent.
It's
really cool.
I mean, we had, 30 seconds of hilarity fun.
but look how much fun your grandkids are going to have.
Oh, I know it.
So...
Boy. And how well I did. Did you see that skill?
You were right here, though. I mean, I was shooting right way back here.
Really?
I mean, yeah. You can see this on Facebook.
Are you protesting that?
No, I'm not. You won 6-3.
All right.
I mean, we're going to move on.
Yeah, because we didn't know. I didn't hear any rules.
No. You just put them in hoop. Like a layup.
I mean, you might have to change the rule down the road because Wilt Chamberlain used to slam dunk his free throws. He would jump at the line and slam dunk them, and they changed that, you know? So maybe you'll have to change the rule.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Going forward.
Maybe, but they're really fun.
Oh, that is neat.
It's a neat game.
That's right. And then, like, if you hit somebody in the head.
You can't.
How did I miss twice? Trying to hit you in the head. There I go. Glancing blow. And it doesn't even hurt if you hit you in the head.
No, they're neat little things.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, well, good find, Hank.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Just heaven knows what you might find next week. It's just,
always looking for
stuff. Who knew there were, you know, like, pickles and, you know.
Because we had a little operation.
Oh, yeah, the little operation game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, this. Check it out on Facebook, too.
Spending your hard earned wages on.
Yes. I used your credit card.
You did? You used a credit card for the. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to report that one to corporate. Right. You know, that'll. You know.
No, it was your personal one.
Oh, my personal one.
Well, still have to report that to June.
Yeah, June.
We have an issue. you know what? People are waiting on the love line today.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a pretty good one today.
Just in case.
Just in case.
They meet the person of their dreams.
Yes. January 15th.
January 15th. Yep.
Here you go. Are you a parking ticket?
Ooh.
Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh. Boy, I bet you that'll really work for you. You know. Good luck trying that one.
I tell you, you know what? That's what I'm here for.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I don't even think that wouldn't have even worked in the early 80s.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think it would have.
No, I don't know.
Hey, do you have your phone number? Because I lost my. Do you have my phone number? Because I've lost my phone or something like that.
Oh,
something like that. You know.
Yeah, you better work on that one.
Yeah, I'm working on it next week. I forgot next week's already done though.
My big one back in the day was, hey, you want to come help me milk? You know. I needed somebody to carry my milk, see, you know.
June said, I will.
My step saver. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She outworked you, actually, didn't she?
Oh, she always did, yeah. Took her shoes off and just got right in the manure.
Yeah, she didn't care.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to marry that girl.
And she's still in it.
Right.
Have a good one. Hey, have a great day and be kind.
Yeah, you betcha, buddy.